Well, I want to take a little break here and have a word from our good buddies over at Bubble Genius before we go on and talk about this some more. So, but this week is a special big special ad because last Thursday was my friend Big Fatty over at the Big Fatty Online Podcast. It was his birthday. And so this is an ad I made a couple of years ago when he got his package from Bubble Genius.
Y'all, our next thing is a package. It's a package, and y'all, it is from the patron saint of the BFO, Mr. Tim Kumal and Ron Prada Soho. And y'all, it is from a sponsor of the Mr. Tim Kumal Show. Y'all, it's that Bubble Genius. And y'all, I've never had anything from the Bubble Genius. And but you know, if you use the discount code Liberal, you can save 10% on your order or something like that. I think it's 10%. I don't know. But y'all, let's see what's in here. Oh, and y'all, I hear that they do a fancy job of packaging at that. Y'all, it smells lovely. Y'all, look at this. That's all pretty and everything.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2492 of the BFO for Wednesday the 16th of August 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, the post office delivered my mail, so I'm opening up the last of my birthday cans. Hello, Skeeters B. Anyhow, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you Skeeters today, because y'all, Big Fatty has been eaten alive by the Skeeters. By the Skeeters, I tell you. And y'all, I tell you when it happened, on Sunday. Now, is that right? Yes, on Sunday night, y'all, my neighbor, who is an electrician, I had asked him if he could come over and help figure out what was wrong with one of my little walkway lights. It had just stopped working, and so y'all, he had to wait for it to come on. Big Fatty, have you already told this? I may have, but anyway, y'all, he had to wait till they came on, and you know, that's at dusk. It's at dusk, and y'all, that's when the Skeeters come out. And so, y'all, we're out there working on it, and I'm holding the flashlight so we can see what's going on. And y'all, Tuesday, y'all, I am just, I'm gonna have to take me some dextromethorphan. No, Big Fatty, you're gonna have to take you an antihistamine. That's it. Y'all, because it itches. It just itches. Yes, Big Fatty, it just itches. Yes. Yeah, listen, y'all, I have got, let's see, what have I got here? I've got one, I have two, I say chew, I have three cats. And y'all, then I've got a postcard. We're going to just go look at the postcard first. Y'all, it is from the number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, that's Bill in St. Louis. And y'all, he was visiting northern Michigan. And y'all, is a lovely picture of a sunset at the Sleeping Bear Dunes in Empire, Michigan. And it says, hey, Big Fatty, having a great time here in northern Michigan and thought of you. Hugs, number one. And y'all, it's a fancy, fancy postcard. Y'all, it's laminated, Big Fatty. And so, Bill, thank you so much for that. It's just lovely. I'm not sure why all that reminded me of you, or reminded you of me, but thank you. Big Fatty, it's probably because it's just so beautiful. I'm sure that's it. Y'all, let's open these cards. Y'all, the first one is from Miss Kitty. And let's just see what we got here. Let's just, and y'all, by the way, I'm going to put a picture of all my, Cats and Miss Beaver's Wiener Cleaner soap up on the www at noon today. So you'll be on the lookout for that. Y'all, there's a picture here. There's a card, and it's a little mouse on the front. And it says, some people have good looks. Some people have charm. Some people have gas. No. Some people have intelligence. You have all these plus. And you open it up, and it says, us, baby, is to wish you a happy birthday. And y'all, it is from Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And y'all, the word us pops up. It just pops up from the on the card, and it's lovely, Miss Kitty and Olive. Thank you so much for that. That's just as sweet of you as can be. Thank you so much, y'all. Our next one, our next card, y'all, is from the Danburys. You know, Brian Danbury was the number one fan of the BFO last year. And yes, Big Fatty, don't forget about the Flopfo. No, can't forget about the Flopfo or Junior. So, y'all, let's just open it. Y'all, they're going on a cruise. Cruise of a lifetime soon. It may be this weekend. I think it is, because he told me that they were going to be on the high seas during the eclipse. So, y'all, the card, y'all, there's some little... ducks and geese, a goose on here, and it says a real high-pitched fart will work as a duck call. Beh, Betty, you'd have ducks following you all the time. Did you say something? Huh? And y'all, then there's another duck with a scared look on his face, like he tooted. And it says, oh, this outdoorsy tip is your birthday gift. Beh. Fatty. So, y'all, if I ever go duck hunting, I'll just have Mexican food before I go. Beh, Fatty. And y'all, it's signed the Flopfo, Danbury Jr., and Brian and Danbury. Beh, Fatty, that is vulgar. And y'all, it's got glitter. It's got glitter on it. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, my last card that I have here today, y'all, is from the Robs. And y'all, it's a thick card. I don't know what's up with that, but y'all, it's oh, it's fancy. It's all oh, Big Fatty. Look, it's an octopusy. No, it's an octopus, and it's a giant octopus. And y'all, he's looking at a looks like a cruise of a lifetime on a ship. And y'all, you open it up, and oh. Y'all, look at that. That is fancy schmancy. Y'all, you open it up and it pops up. And y'all, the octopus is attacking the ship. Big Fatty. It says, happy birthday, Big Fatty. May your upcoming cruise be smooth sailing with no kraken. Kraken sightings? I love Robin Rob. What is Kraken? Big Fatty, I don't know. Y'all, let's just go over here to the goggle and see if we can find a Kraken. Kraken, is that the name of a... See, K-R-A-K-E-N. Kraken. The Kraken is a legendary sea monster of giant size... excuse me, of giant size that is said to dwell off the coast of Norway and Greenland. Authors over the years have postulated that the legend originated from sightings of giant squids that may grow 40 to 50 feet in length. The sheer size and fearsome appearance attributed to the Kraken have made it a common ocean-dwelling monster in various fictional works. It was first described by the Dane Erik Pontoppidan in 1752. Well, y'all, we've all learned something. Big Fatty, I think you need to move this show along and get cracking. Big Fatty, I don't believe I just said that is a terrible, terrible joke.
Hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's
Big Fatty, it's Adam from the Pride 48 fame, the Dubious Intent fame, the Geeky Gay fame, all kinds of fame. But anyway, I just wanted to call, first of all, my apologies for not sending you anything. I'm such a procrastinator and didn't get you a card or anything in the mail for your birthday, but I did tweet you on your birthday to say happy birthday. But I just wanted to say happy late birthday. I know this won't be played on your show until you get back from your trip, but I wanted to say happy late birthday, and thank you for doing as much as you do for Pride 48. And I also wanted to say that, you know, all of these calls from Shy Yeti and Ick and the Loch Ness Monster and everything, and these elaborate stories that, you know, that he comes up with and that kind of play out on your show, it's kind of like you're an episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood or something, you know. So, Paul, so every time that you get a Shy Yeti call, I think of the train going through the little tunnel on Mr. Rogers, you know, and going to make-believe land or whatever they called it. And then, oh, excuse me. I just sneezed. But anyway, I always think of that. So I think you should get a little trolley noise, and every time you play a Shy Yeti call, it should be da 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 da. Okay, boys and girls, let's go to Shy Yeti land or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, happy late birthday. I'm going to go now. Bye.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that of course is Adam Burns from the Pride 48 and the Dubious Intentions and the Geeky Gay. And Adam, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. You know, Adam has stayed here at the villa. Adam, you and Mittens are always welcome to come back for a visit anytime. And thank you so much for the celebration of exiting the birth canal wishes. You don't have to send me nothing. The voice letter was just lovely. Just lovely that you sent that. Yes, Big Fatty, and would you be mine? Could you be mine? Where's the key?
This message is for Mr. Mike Lawson, and I don't ride a train because I live in a teeny tiny town where there isn't a train. But I can relate because in 2009, 10, 11, and 12, I flew a lot, like upwards of once a month. And one time this lady was super salty to me because she asked me if I would trade her seat so that she could sit by her colleague or whatever, and I said no. And she looked at me like, are you joking? And I looked back at her like, no, not joking. So anyway, my rationale behind staying in my assigned seat at the airline in the airplane, that's Mexican for aeroplano, and Anyway, my rationale is that if the plane crashes and my burning, charred corpse is tied to a chair and they happen to figure out which chair it is, I just want to make sure that my remains get returned to my family. So, anyway, she was really kind of catty or whatever because I wouldn't trade seats with her. So, anyway, it just so happened that the seat next to her was vacant and her colleague could go sit by her, which was nice because then I didn't have anyone sitting by me, but it wasn't nice, and I suppose it wouldn't have even mattered because the woman didn't shut up from the time we left Aberdeen until the time we got to Minneapolis, and thankfully it's only an hour flight. But anyway, that's goodbye.
Dear, I see you. That of course is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the message for Mr. Mike Lawson. You know, the big liar. You know, he likes to watch the Big Brother. And I know Miss Bacon likes the Big Brother also. And, you know, it's interesting that your call followed that Adam Burns call. Because, you know, he's been in a fiery plane crash. And so, anyway, you bring up a good point. And, you know, since Granny and Durwood and Big Dick and I are going to be trapped on the aluminium tube of death for about 9 hours going over to Amsterdam. This is a good message for us to keep in mind. And Miss Bacon, since you're leaving a message for the big liar, Mr. Mike Lawson, anything else you want to say to him?
Go to hell, Mike.
Yeah, good to y'all today. Today, the 16th of August. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's been a little more participatory here lately. Started back there during the Pride 48 weekend when I asked all my straight boyfriends to send me Axe Big Fatty questions, and he did, and this is not my number one straight boyfriend from the future, Straight Bob, and it is not my immigrated straight boyfriend, not, and it is not my Northeast number one straight boyfriend, Dan, y'all. It is my former Pacific Coast straight boyfriend, Phil in Oregon. Big Fatty, he didn't live there anymore. No, he doesn't. He lives in Nebraska, Oklahoma, Missouri, or someplace. It's my Midwest straight boyfriend. Yes, Big Fatty, they're lovely. And y'all, I don't know if Phil is on the Twitty or the Face Space or anything like that, but he'll probably come over and read the comments over at the BFO. So y'all, if you see Phil on the Twitty or the Face Space, or maybe you'll see him at the Walgreens, I don't know, Ready? Y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Now, y'all, you know I've got a company coming to town this coming weekend. I got Mr. Cackle, and Dr. P, and they're coming in on full right. And then Brian in Boston, you know, he's the self-appointed resident historian, unsubscribed of the BFO, and he's bringing Jaime with him. Yes, Big Fatty, and they want to try out the special chair. It's true. the weather rat is saying it's just going to be about a 20 to 30% chance of precipitation. So y'all, I think we'll be able to see the eclipse without any problem. Big Fatty, have you got your special glasses? Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, do you have to have special glasses to sit on the special? No, you do not have to have special glasses to sit on the special chair. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'll be heading over to the Vons East. And y'all, somebody told me that, you know, if you get a lot of mosquito bites like I did on a Sunday night, that if you get in the tub and just soak in a hot tub and maybe even put some Epsom salts or something like that in there, it'll help with that. And Poodle, what do you think it'll be like when Big Fatty gets into the bathtub? Oh, Big Fatty, we're just going to call you Mr. Bubble, yes?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.